The Ragnar Relay Race is returning, and Park City Special Events Manager Jenny Dearson says the event has changed in the past few years. The relay will be this Saturday, June 2nd.
The peak time that we're going to really see runners coming through, specifically kind of along the Silver Creek area over by Home Depot, as well as Quinn's Junction, is going to be between noon and 2 o'clock on this Saturday. I think it is important is there are significant course changes, so people might remember that the run had historically come through the canyons and Park City Resort base. This year, the run is actually going through the Silver Creek Junction, Quinn's Junction, Richardson Flats before heading back up into Summit County, and the finish will actually be up at the DeJoria Center. So a lot of the impacts are focused in Summit County, but the important part is on Saturday, please slow down and watch for runners on roads or on the side of the roads and make some time in those areas. Quinn's Junction on Saturday may be the place that if you're looking to go out on a hike or a ride, you might want to choose somewhere else. We do have the Minor Exchange at Quinn's Junction, and then later in the day, we have the NAC Barn Party that's actually going on too, and they use some of the parking out there.
Noches de Verano is a Monday music series starting June 4th.
So on Mondays, June 4th through July 2nd, we have the Noches de Verano music series that is put on by Brian Richards with Mountain Town Music, and it is a celebration of Latin culture and music and dance. It's a wonderful small event. That's a great example of what we call a level one event. We expect right around, usually see somewhere between around 100 people, but it's a fun community event, and that one will start at 6:30 and end by 8:30 p.m. in the evenings.
Silly Market starts this Sunday. Free parking is available at the school district parking lots, and Homestake will be available for Main Street employees.
The market is from 10 to 5 on Lower Main Street. And then one of the main differences with the market this year is we will be charging for parking from 8 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock in the evening during market hours. That's both in China Bridge and any of the surface lots. That rate will be $5 an hour. So I think that's really important for community members to know.
The Park City Farmers Market is moving location due to construction. The Farmers Market will be held at the base of Park City Mountain Resort starting in the next few weeks.
And that'll be a great event that will be on Wednesdays from 12 until 6, the same beloved Park City Farmers Market. We have about 80 vendors at that event, a large amount of them. I think all of them are local vendors to the state of Utah with local produce, so on and so forth. There'll be a little bit of music at some of those events, and then you can make your picnic basket and then just catch the bus and hop on over to Deer Valley, of course, for Wednesday night concerts as well. It's a perfect Wednesday.
Dearson reminded Park City residents that the summer transit service will be starting June 8th.
The community has done so much to work towards our critical priorities of transportation. We depend on the community give us feedback and help make the changes that we're requesting. So make sure that you are using the bus and using alternative modes of transportation, carpooling as well. With that, I think it's important. Our staff, special events staff, does switch to a 7-day schedule starting this week through September. So we are always out there watching and listening, and you can reach us at any time. The best way to get a hold of us is just to email specialevents@parkcity.org.
Jenny Dearson, Special Events Planner for Park City Municipal. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.